This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 22, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy this afternoon, temperatures in the low 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 12:39 p.m. WFXT-TV is reporting that two women in Lynn were shot while in a car overnight on Memorial Park Avenue. The women were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. WCVB-TV is reporting that a Boston man has been arrested and charged with robbing a U.S. postal worker in Peabody last month. The Daily Item features a story today that the murder trial for a 2020 drive-by shooting in Lynn got underway yesterday in Salem. Reporter Anthony Camilleri writes that two men are on trial for that murder. They are Marcus Carlisle of Lynn and Tyrell Berberina of Everett. The story has details on the evidence being introduced in the case being heard in Salem Superior Court. Peabody has a new lighting commissioner. The Salem News is reporting that during a joint meeting at City Hall last night, the City Council and the Peabody Lighting Commission voted 10-5 to select Tracy Valetti. She was sworn into office immediately and will be serving the remaining 10 months on the term of Charles Bonfanti, who stepped down from the position. The so-called Peabody Peaker Power Plant is back in the news. A film was released last week and viewed in Peabody, according to the Salem News. Peabody's Stephen Andreda produced the film on the planned gas-powered plant that allegedly came about with agency deception and secrecy. Denver State Representative Sally Cairns viewed the film last week.
That's a story about a project that was developed with no awareness among the residents of Peabody. Not even elected officials knew about it. Danvers never did receive any information about the project from Mass Municipal Wholesale Electric, which was working through the Peabody Municipal Light Plant on this project. They called it 2015A. Nobody really knew what that was. And then a town councilor from Wakefield, Julie Smith Galvin, sort of figured out, well, this is a power plant proposal for an $85 million, 65 megawatt project, 55 megawatt oil methane generator to be used at times of peak energy demand.
Cairns will be working on legislation to make sure that this cannot happen again by requiring increased notification and transparency for such projects. The gas-powered plant is also being opposed based on environmental concerns.
There are renewable options that were not considered. That in 15 years, the expected savings for participating MLPs could amount to over $29 million, which could cover the termination costs of the project. It's a very distressing story, and Senator Lovely and I testified before the Department of Public Utilities a year ago and asked them to please do an environmental and health impact study. To date, that has not happened. So the folks at MCAN and Peabody Breathe Clean and the Sierra Club, a really pretty broad coalition of folks are working, continuing to get this thing stopped.
That's Denver State Representative Sally Cairns. Sports next with Bill Newell. Details on tonight's big St. John's Prep hockey game.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. Both in action tomorrow night on the road. Bruins playing at the Kraken, the Celtics playing at the Pacers. Red Sox spring training update. Pitcher Chris Sale worked out yesterday. He continues to look good. This is team manager Alex Cora.
Everything good. Chris threw his up and down. He'll throw live BP on Saturday. There you play catch up to 75 feet. Everything good. We'll see how he feels tomorrow. We went through the workout normal. I was in the big stadium. I was at the stadium. We had the pitch clock going there, and it felt normal to everybody. So another good day.
In North Shore sports, local tournaments highlighted results from yesterday. We have a complete local scoreboard on the website with scores and game notes. High school hockey tonight. St. John's Prep, ranked number 2 in the MIAA power rankings, will be taking on number 11, Franklin, tonight. It's a tough game, says Coach Christian Hansen of St. John's Prep, but there is a possibility with a win tonight, they could move up to the number 1 ranking.
It is a home game for us. We went down to Franklin last year and we beat them 3-2. So they're highly ranked this year. They're 16-4. So we know that tomorrow's going to be a really difficult game, and for us, it could mean the difference between the 1 and the 2 seed based on what the score is. 3-goal margin of victory is, in terms of power rankings, gives you the max amount of points. That's really what we're going to need, is a 3-goal victory to have a chance of catching CM for the 1 spot.
St. John's Prep coach Christian Hansen, the Franklin game is tonight at 6:40 at the Essex Sports Center. And don't forget the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows go up on the website first thing tomorrow morning. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us right here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.